The NAACP and other civil rights groups are challenging a Florida law adopted in response to last summer's protests that followed the police killing of George Floyd. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the law creates new penalties for protesters.
Florida's governor calls the new law the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement measure in the country. It increases penalties for protesters who block roadways or deface monuments and creates a new crime, mob intimidation. It also allows the governor to override any decision by local officials to reduce funding to law enforcement. The legal challenge filed in federal court by the NAACP, the ACLU, and the Community Justice Project says the law violates First Amendment protections. Because it targets African-American groups that have organized protests, the suit argues the new law is racially motivated and also violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
In Atlanta, a man accused of killing 8 people in shootings at 3 area massage businesses has been indicted on murder charges. The Fulton County District Attorney also filed notice. She intends to seek hate crime charges and the death penalty against Robert Aaron Long. 6 of the victims were women of Asian descent. Long claimed to have a sex addiction, and authorities say he apparently lashed out against women at businesses he may have frequented. Stocks finished lower on Wall Street today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 12 points. This is NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, a project in Denver plans to tap a new kind of renewable energy resource, excess sewer heat.
It'll be interesting to see if folks sort of start to look at not just where light rail lines are located, but what's the proximity to a large sanitary sewer line running through Denver somewhere.
CPR Sam Brash reports on wasted energy we send down the drain and how it's being brought back to the surface. The story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. There were whiteout conditions on some parts of I-25 earlier this afternoon. The National Weather Service says one hard-hit area was around Larkspur, south of Denver. A snow squall warning was in effect for a while. A squall is a highly localized blizzard. This is CPR News.